This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. envoy for North Korea once again urged Pyongyang on Sunday to engage in talks to denuclearize. Special Representative Sung Kim called Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile test concerning and counterproductive against lasting peace in the Korean peninsula. But Pyongyang so far has rejected offers to return to the table, accusing Washington and Seoul of talking diplomacy while escalating tensions with their own military activities. On Thursday, the North said the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile test that it called self-defensive. That launch was one of several in recent weeks violating UN sanctions imposed on North Korea. Kim reiterated that Washington has no hostile intent toward the North. The South Korean nuclear envoy said he and the U.S. envoy had what he called a serious discussion of Seoul's proposal to formally declare an end to the Korean War. The 1950 to 1953 war ended in an armistice rather than a peace treaty. The South Korean officials see such a declaration as a gesture of goodwill to kickstart the talks. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Sunday with two key senators at his home in Delaware to try to complete details of a pared-down social safety net and climate control spending plan set for introduction in Congress as soon as Monday. Biden is hosting Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's one of two pivotal lawmakers who's called for sharp cutbacks in the president's original $3.5 trillion plan, proposing the biggest expansion of government benefits to American families in five decades. Biden has now acknowledged he will have to cut it back to about $2 trillion or less. This is VOA News. A Financial Times report says COVAX, the global collaboration established to ensure that poor countries have access to the COVID-19 vaccine, has largely failed. The newspaper reported that wealthy countries have received more than 16 times more COVID-19 vaccines per person than poorer nations that rely on the COVAX program backed by the World Health Organization. Millions of people in the world's poorest countries have not yet received their first shots of the vaccine, while people in the wealthiest countries now have access to booster shots following their initial inoculations. The report warned that the disparity could hold back progress on the global recovery from the pandemic. Ethiopia's military on Sunday launched two airstrikes on what a government official said were Tigray People's Liberation Front-held facilities, the 7th and 8th bombings in its war-torn northern region this week. The strikes far west from the regional capital Mekele signal the military is potentially widening its campaign of aerial bombardments, which has drawn international rebuke and disrupted UN flights to the famine-threatened region. An Ethiopian government spokeswoman says one airstrike hit a TPLF training and military command post. Another destroyed a separate facility used to manufacture military equipment, as well as fake military uniforms used by TPLF combatants. And once again, that's information from an Ethiopian government spokeswoman. There was no immediate response from the TPLF, which has condemned earlier strikes as evidence of the government's disregard for civilian lives. Pro-military protesters briefly blocked major roads and bridges in Sudan's capital Sunday amid growing tensions between the generals and the pro-democracy movement that fueled the uprising against autocratic former President Omar al-Bashir. Souring ties between the military and civilians in the ruling government threatens Sudan's fragile transition to democracy since the military's ouster of al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. That came after nearly three decades of autocratic rule. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the COP26 climate summit. His office confirmed this on Sunday. It's a major boost for the conference that has already been snubbed by a couple of key world leaders. More than 120 world leaders are expected to attend the biggest climate summit since 2015. But China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin will not be there. Climate envoys from the United States, European Union, and the summit's British organizers have made repeated visits to New Delhi recently to court Modi's government. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.